right, so we're going to Huddle House for this Huddle House confessions thing. Coffee and water.
She didn't hear the water.
She knows.
Ghostbuster right now.
Do
it.
Ghostbusters.
What do you
ready to bust some ghosts?
Like
Ghostbusters.
What do you want?
There we go.
Let's be very careful.
It's the wrong thing to do then, I guess.
Who's going to be covered in syrup?
There's going to be coffee spilled on it. It's going to be terrible.
Everybody's going to talk with a New York accent.
A New York accent. Are we recording right now?
You don't have to, like, yell at it.
Can you hear me in there?
Yeah, I can
hear
you.
All the little people recording our sounds. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Josh is getting
so welcome to
Philly Cheese Steak.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I may get a waffle.
I'm so hungry. I thought... Good. Like, when you texted and you said don't eat beforehand, I honestly thought that you were going to make your cheesy grits and barbecue.
Cheesy grits, yeah.
Oh, man.
To celebrate. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to get, because I've been asking for them since New Year's. I'm finally going
to
get them.
Just make a big batch for next week.
They have so many calories in them, though.
So they're delicious.
They are pretty good.
Thank you.
I think you did.
I got coffee.
Matt got a coffee.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Sweet tea.
Oh.
Thank you. Told you she would know the waters.
Oh, yeah. And there's a couple of praying motions.
She's competent.
I got an order in a couple minutes.
I'm going to need a minute.
I think something over there, but you're ready, okay?
Thank
you. Sure.
I want a straw.
Do you hate it when straws are, like, wet on one end? Does it bother me? No, I'm just playing.
Does it bother me?
I think that one of the cups was leaking coffee and it got on there.
Yeah. It's a coffee straw.
Coffee tea. Love that half and half.
John Coffee.
It's John Coffee.
It's like a drink, so it's not spelled the same.
I'm actually going to eat an omelet.
Okay, I don't care.
A whole omelet?
Can I get some cream or?
Cream or?
Cream or what?
Cream or what, yeah.
Cream
just
of
cream.
Wheat.
Just cream. I just wanted to call it cream more.
Tell James that we have said swear words during Extra Geeky before.
We have not. I don't know. I mean, I don't think we've, like...
We haven't, like, dropped an F-bomb.
No.
We would never do that. Never in a million years would that ever happen to any of us.
I like creamer in my coffee.
Because if you like coffee in your creamer.
Yeah.
It's just two. Dick bag.
And now we've said the D word.
Bag or?
Well, you have tested it.
Yes, bag is spelled D-B-A-G.
He didn't turn it off, so I'm guessing it's okay.
He's just going to edit it later.
So throw some donuts in there.
No, I don't know what it'll sound like.
What if we go to a donut shop or something like this, and we're like, I would like a donut with a donut. Be like we're ordering.
You want sugar
things.
In it too? I got the sugar over here.
No. I usually just do creamer. Thanks. I can make my own coffee.
I was offering.
He knows what he likes.
Thanks. If I wanted sugar, I would have asked for sugar.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe he's allergic to dairy and he will.
The food's not even here yet and Matt is almost dead.
We haven't even ordered.
Yeah,
that's being a dick.
I think so.
Yeah.
I would like the country sausage breakfast platter, please. Scrambled with
wait,
toast.
Ghostbusters.
That's
what it looks like.
And can I add a waffle to that, please?
It really does look like it.
I'm going to get the mega bacon cheese omelet.
Hash browns.
Hash browns.
White. I want a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Sandwich?
Yeah, sandwich. And can I get a side of the cheesy bacon hash browns instead of fries?
Sure can.
Thank you so much.
Cheesy bacon that. Hash browns? What is that?
Well, it's hash browns and they got cheese and bacon in them.
People know what we're
thanks for breaking that down room. For us.
He asked.
You did ask.
What can you spit in his, please?
Please don't.
Plus spit.
I'm trying to be nice.
Spit on him.
We're hunting ghosts.
Yeah. There's lots of ghosts.
In case
here.
You wonder
I need a
is.
I need a waffle.
That's a waffle.
Yeah. Give me a waffle.
Are any of y'all playing together?
Yeah, me and him
yeah.
together.
It's because they're
he's
dead.
My date. I don't know what they're
we're separate.
If I add his waffle to any of your breakfasts, it's $1.99. If it's separate, it's like $4.69. That's what I was saying.
Well, come on.
Add it to mine. Yeah. Add a second waffle.
Great.
Thank y'all.
You just got all free today.
Woohoo!
He bought me coffee last time.
Yeah.
So I owe him. Josh and I come here quite often.
This is probably my 7th cup of coffee today.
7th?
Really?
Not really.
No. Thanks for just opening with a lie.
Like 4, though.
Yeah, now it's all a lie.
Do you drink a lot of work?
I do.
It helps me.
I drink a lot of coffee at work.
I drink a lot of alcohol at work.
Oh, God.
So when you're at work, how much do you drink? About 5 or 6 cups.
Cups?
Depending on... No. No kidding.
Vodka?
Well,
yeah.
I...
just straight up vodka.
I take my... I have a thermos that I take. Not like an old man working
kidding,
on the railroad.
That's not true.
Thermos, but I take...
I wish you had an old man working on a railroad thermos.
Me too, because it'd be great, but
it's
I'd...
It's all plaid.
I'd, no.
It would be awesome.
Moron.
It says thermos on the side.
It's probably like a cup and a half that I take. And if I can get more during the day, I
what's
usually
what's that super
it.
Popular...
hipster.
They're like really latte? Expensive. No, they're like really expensive coolers.
Yeti.
Oh,
Yeti.
Yeah.
That's just nonsense. Those are like $500 for coolers.
Yeah, and if you get the lit coolers, which is basically just a Yeti cooler with a light ring in it,
yeah.
It's like $100 extra.
That's so stupid.
I would like to get one with speakers in it, like Bluetooth speakers in it.
Just like an iPod dock for the lid.
Yeah. Not even
but where
dock.
Would you take it?
Not even to the fucking beach, man.
The beach.
What beach?
The
I mean,
river
if you
beach.
Live near, if you live near a beach,
if,
that would
if,
be a great
if we
thing
live,
to have.
If we live...
Or camping.
Well,
or anywhere.
Yeah.
Party,
work.
A backyard party at your house.
To the Justice Geeks camp.
Take
we
a cooler out
today.
There. The cooler is a giant Bluetooth speaker. And it keeps your drinks cold.
Here's something I'll edit out.
She said, children are beautiful, sing on. Children are beautiful.
So anyway, that's
so
my...
So this is where the show starts.
That's my next...
No,
no.
We
no.
can use all that other stuff.
Yeah.
That's my next $1 million idea.
What's... Wait, what?
What was your first $1 million idea?
That's not your idea, dude. That's already happened.
It's called the Spuds McKenzie cooler.
Was your
no,
first...
A cooler, they did a cooler on
I'm sure it's already
Kickstarter that had LED lights inside the cooler so you could see what drinks you were getting. Charge port, a speaker...
These are like for professional
party
dudes.
Professional.
Party bros.
Partymans.
Professional partiers.
Can we start a company called Party
Bros? PC
Bros?
Have you seen that?
Have you seen that episode?
Yes.
PC
that's
Bro?
So good.
Oh my God.
We should start a Party Bros company.
We just bring the party.
With Mountain Dew and Doritos.
What do you guys
movie
do?
About that?
We bring the party.
No, that's Party Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Come at Magic Mike?
No.
Got a lot of lawbreakers up in here.
You know the guys in New York who got on a bunch of pills and killed that guy and cut him up into pieces.
What?
What?
That doesn't sound like a party at all.
Yeah, that sounds non-fun.
That sounds like Charles Manson.
A lot of drugs involved. Macaulay Culkin's in it and Seth Green.
Oh, it's not a real thing.
Oh, Home Alone.
Oh, it
no.
is a real thing. It's based on a true story.
Summer of Sam.
No.
It's New York.
Home Alone
3.
God.
Whatever.
It's about these
David Koresh.
It's about these club guys in New York.
Studio 54.
Robinson Crusoe.
Robin Williams.
Look it up. Party
Boys. Castaway.
Gene Wilder.
Macaulay Culkin and Seth Green.
I knew Macaulay Culkin was dead, but
Willy
I didn't know
Wonka.
He died that way.
Yeah, that's weird. I thought Seth Green was still alive. Met his wife.
He's dead inside.
Beth
I hate
Green.
All of you
no.
so much.
Her name's Claire Grant.
Well, that's weird. Seth Green and Claire Grant.
Yep.
Is she related to Hugh Grant?
No.
Yeah, that's Clay's cousin.
She's related
Clay.
To Clay.
Clay.
Wow.
What?
Taylor.
The
Clay Taylor.
His cousin married Seth Green.
That's a bizarre
and I know her. I know
connection.
Seth Green's wife.
Why have you not played this connection yet?
Yeah, Clay Taylor hung out with Seth Green.
Seth Green is a busy man.
Said it's really cool they talked about pot. I'm like, of course you did.
And maybe robot chicken.
Probably.
Robot chicken.
That's, is it still new? They still do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're still doing it.
That's cool.
Aqua Teens is ending.
I'm sorry, it
didn't
end.
It ended years ago, I thought.
It's been going
not
on
me.
Until oh, this okay. year.
What? It's been going on?
Aqua yeah. Teens.
No, look, it's Ben Carson.
He is crazy.
He is insane.
He's shiny.
Okay, for all of you who don't realize,
shiny, happy Republican
there's a presidential race
TV.
Going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and there are these two flat screens in this little house.
Where did they put those
so
in
get
here?
Get this. Like this okay, I better not say this on that. What?
Pause,
what are they?
Pause it. Pause it.
No, I'm just.
Bill O'Reilly talking to.
He'll tell us when the mic is off. Yeah. Wink.
Winky wink.
Winky wink. Is that Marky Mark's distant cousin?
That's his.
We get that large zone.
Penis.
This is fine. Right
what?
Here. Marky Mark's penis.
Winky wink. Sorry. I was just going to see if that developed if you guys took on with it.
I mean, we could go with it, but I think you want to turn
his best friend Winky
turn that
wink.
Off. Mm. We're not doing a sketch about Marky Mark's wiener.
I'm going to start dropping.
Hangs out with
I'm going to start dropping cusses.
Have you ever hung out with Mark Wahlberg's penis?
Please contact
no.
us on Twitter.
Winky wink at winkywinkpod@gmail.com.
Just talk about Mark Wahlberg's dog for an hour.
Every
what it looks like.
It's a really short podcast.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
He made it in
the Funky Bunch.
Winky Wink and the Funky Bunch.
I don't think the Funky Bunch would hang out with Winky Wink.
This is what a descent into madness sounds like.
Yep.
Winky wink.
And the Funky Bunch.
The music is always so weird in here.
I know. It's like
it's a grab bag. You never know what you're going to get.
It's from the 80s.
Sometimes
it's
Taylor
like
Swift.
91.
I was listening to Taylor Swift in the truck.
I'm sure you were.
That's my
impression. What do you think about Ryan Adams covering her whole album?
It's good.
Is it good?
Yes, it is very good.
Who covered
Ryan her? Adams.
Old Ryan Adams.
Canadian?
Is really good.
Mm. Are you talking about Brian
That's
Adams?
Brian Adams.
Not the Canadian.
No.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
There's a B?
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer There's 69, dummy.
Do you need some coffee?
Yeah, I could do a refill, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Brian Adams is Canadian. You're talking about Ryan Adams.
Yeah. Dude's also Canadian.
Is he?
You know, I don't know.
A year ago, you guys were making fun of me for listening to Taylor Swift, but
yeah,
now apparently
like,
that's the cool thing.
No, well,
no,
no.
No, like the lady just went, hey.
Yes,
you poured your coffee. That's why I stopped. But
yeah.
The lady right there went,
I looked about the same time
like,
he did. And then I wondered if it was a ghost again.
It was a ghost.
It's a ghost in the huddle house.
God, don't do that. Why would you do that?
Because it's my coffee.
Stop
yeah,
it.
It's technically his
who's
coffee.
Who's paying for your coffee?
You are. But
so whose coffee is it?
He owns you right now.
You're mine.
You're so awful to me. I don't know why I put up with it.
We should
for
just break
up.
How'd
that go again?
Oh, my God.
You can't get break up with me.
I've had a lot of personal tragedy, so I'm hilarious.
Schadenfreude.
You guys need to watch Cooties. It's really funny.
Is it really good?
It is really
I've
good.
Heard that from like three different people.
Is Rainn Wilson funny? He's the reason I wanted to see it.
Yeah, everybody's funny. Everybody's
Elijah
funny.
Wood was funny?
Yeah. I like Elijah
see,
Wood.
See, he does stuff like that really
they
well.
Make
Elijah
a Hobbit
Wood.
Joke. I'm sorry. Rainn Wilson makes a Hobbit joke.
Well, congratulations.
It was really funny at the time.
So, do they
so
play
funny.
Themselves in the movie or?
No. He just they play different characters, but at one point Elijah Wood has to his plan is to sneak into some room, the principal's office, and get their cell phones because all the kids have turned into zombies.
No, they have cooties. It's because they ate the cafeteria food.
Yeah, they ate the chicken nuggets.
Cooties
so
give you zombies.
So they all turn into like rabid.
I know.
28 days later, zombies.
I've seen it. I've seen
okay.
the show.
Okay. Anyway. He's gonna sneak into the principal's office and get their phones.
Elijah Wood. Is he a student or a kid?
He's a substitute teacher. Okay. And Rain Wilson is the gym teacher. He's like a big, you know, hard ass.
With short shorts on.
Yeah.
Hard donut.
And he's like really clashing with Elijah Wood the whole movie. Like they're enemies. And he's like, you're gonna sneak over there like some kind of hobbit, and then like the camera pans at Elijah Wood, and he's just like half a second, and then they just keep going, and then you're gonna do this and this, but he's just like, it was a short pause for the hobbit.
Nice.
It was good.
Who directed that?
I have no idea.
Huh.
Cooties.
Who directed that?
I don't remember who directed it. I know it's from the producers of like Glee and Paranormal Activity.
Oh, Ryan
or
Murphy.
Something like that.
It's Tim a really Murphy? Funny zombie movie.
Tim Murphy.
Tim Murphy is a movie producer. T-Murph?
T-Murph.
Hey, T-Murph.
T-Mos. Oh, man, brother.
Huh?
Buddy. Ted Mosby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Teddy Westside.
You lost it, Matt.
I know what he's talking about. Teddy Westside. I'm Barney Westside.
Okay.
I'll never understand you. I've already got acquainted with this cup of coffee. Please, don't ruin it. Don't fuck it up for me. Please.
I just saw your omelet.
He got serious real quick.
Yeah,
your omelet's ready.
I think we're all, like, hinging on this food right now.
Yeah. I haven't eaten today.
You know what's going to hold us up? My waffle,
just
probably.
Waffle.
I have a waffle coming, too. So.
Waffle. You waffle turd.
Waffle turd.
Somebody's biscuits and gravy.
Okay.
I didn't get biscuits and gravy.
It must be for them then. All right, so here's where we'll make it the confession, Bart. What is the nastiest thing you've ever seen in a Huddle House? James.
Oh, God.
I've really never seen anything gross. I don't come here often.
Have you looked at the ceiling?
Oh, they just got some water down. It's probably from the air conditioning units.
You've not, like, seen any weird people or...
Probably the grossest thing I've seen is my friend Clay Taylor, who was in the military, mixed. We all came in here for breakfast, and he mixed all of his food up into like a soup on his plate. All of it. Like,
military
just mixed
thing.
All of it up and just ate it in like 3 minutes.
Gross.
Military.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Oh my god.
You have limited time to eat.
I was just blown away.
Yeah, limited time to do it, do things like that.
Eat now, taste it later.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Gross.
What about you?
I mean, it was impressive, but he couldn't have gotten any enjoyment out of that meal. I don't think.
Probably not. Gross. Me, I've been in here several times when, like, the place is totally full. But, like, the crowd has just gotten out at Cherry's.
Really rough stuff.
Local gentleman's club.
I think that they got that from the name of
the
establishment.
It could be an ice cream parlor. I'm going to start an ice cream parlor in town.
I want to take you to a strip club sometime.
Oh, no thanks. I don't have to wash the film off when I get home.
It's just glitter.
It's not as gross as you think.
You should take him to the Pony.
It's not as gross as you think it is.
It's the concept is gross.
Starville.
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, God, yeah. Jeez, I wonder how much money they make in a weekend.
But you got to take a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee.
The coffee is actually pretty good. Those rib tips right there.
The nastiest thing I ever saw in a Huddle House was I saw a woman change her baby on a table.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, she put a blanket down, but it's still like, go in the bathroom.
Go to your car.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to do it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Go to your car. Plenty of places to do it in your car. Was it your mom? Was it you?
No.
Were you the one getting changed?
No. God, no.
Well, that's this place's fault for not.
Was it last week? Did your mom change last week?
It happened when I was in college. And then she just stuffed her baby back in the diaper bag and walked.
Wait, stuffed the baby in the diaper bag?
No. What the hell? What kind of shit have you witnessed here?
I think it was a murder?
I don't know. You witnessed a crime? You should have called someone.
I just thought that's how you parent. I don't know how children work.
Well, no one does. They don't come with instructions.
Not in a diaper bag. They don't work in a diaper bag.
Head first. They keep them quiet.
Your waffles.
Waffle. Awful waffle.
No pecan waffle.
Waffle.
Did you see where they're bringing all that stuff back?
What?
Like 90s Nickelodeon shows.
Oh, yeah.
They don't bring back
Networks.
Black Network.
If they do not bring back Salute Your Shorts, I'm gonna be mad.
Oh, no, it's cartoons.
It's just cartoons.
Well, I know, but I'm figuring that'll open the door for
Pete and Pete.
Oh, man. They have a podcast.
Hey, Dude.
They do. Hey, Dude was terrible.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Hey, Dude.
Oh, my God. Are You Afraid of the Dark was the best show.
See, I always thought Are You Afraid of the Dark was way better than any Goosebumps could be.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Easy. The Goosebumps show was kind of terrible.
Yeah, pretty badly.
I liked the puppet episodes about the dummies, Slappy, but like that was it. He was legitimately the only threat that they ever encountered.
I will say this though, the Jack Black Goosebumps
the movie
looks
good.
Really
good.
Yeah,
right?
I see that.
What book is that based on?
It's all of them.
It's like he is R.L. Stine. Jack Black plays R.L. Stine. And then his original manuscripts get opened, which allows
them locked. And when the manuscripts are open, the monsters come out.
Yeah.
They come to life and wreak havoc on the town.
Oh.
So they're having to go and like trap them back into the manuscript. They've already greenlit a sequel. They think it's
going to be that.
That's
huge.
Awesome.
That's pretty
good. That's really cool. Because
there's a whole generation of people who've grown up and they want to take their kids.
Double dip, baby.
Yeah.
I own like 1 through 10.
There's a lot of content there.
There's a ton of content.
The Haunted Mask and.
Invisible
Boy. I read a bunch of those Goosebumps.
I got for Christmas 2 years ago the first 10 of the Choose Your Own Adventure Goosebumps.
Oh, wow.
Because those are the best. Really, I will let you borrow them because they are really fun still.
You can choose your own adventure.
And they're like this big. It takes you 5 minutes to die. But there's like one or two winning paths.
Yeah.
There's some that are like Pyrrhic victories where it's like you kind of win, but you're probably dead too.
I would totally do, like, if they decided to do, like, okay, obviously the Good Burger thing, hugely successful on Fallon. You know, if they were to do, like, bring all these people back to do adult shows now, I would watch them.
Yeah.
Like, I would.
It's called Saturday Night Live.
No, it'd be better than Saturday Night Live.
You guys got waffles.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait though.
Why are you gonna wait?
Because you don't have your food.
I don't wanna wait.
Don't, dude, let the buttermilk eat it, man.
I meant to say no butter.
Logan,
no, you didn't do it.
It's not your fault. He's the one that messed up.
I know, but usually you order waffle no butter.
Logan, do you want. You don't want my butter.
No, I don't want your extra butter.
You know what? I'm buttering it. It's fine.
Butter, I'm just using what little was left.
Butter. Butter.
Just butter it.
I can't believe it's butter. Because it's not. It's not butter.
It might be.
It looks like it though.
Could be butter.
Doesn't believe it's not butter. Still does his job.
Still does his job.
Sure.
Sweet, right?
Sweet. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I thought my Kim Davis joke was gold, Matt.
Wait,
that ain't funny, son.
You made a joke?
At work, someone came up to me and asked, why do they call it Kentucky straight bourbon? And I said, because Kim Davis won't let him be Kentucky
joke.
Gay bourbon.
That wasn't a
the guy just
joke.
Glared at me and was like, that ain't funny, son.
And it really wasn't funny.
But I would have chuckled if it were me.
But I
would have
been like, because I agree with you, but most people are not going to agree. Most people don't agree with you on that.
I don't know why, I just said
not here.
Yeah, not in this part of the country.
Mm.
You gonna syrup that waffle? He's going
to I am. I'm just gonna see if I can get in there between his
all his waters and coffees.
Yeah.
Grab it.
Syrup traps.
Syrup trap?
Yep. It's the most delicious trap you'll
That's
ever
That's what
be
I
in.
Should name a band is syrup trap.
I'm now pouring my syrup on the
I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
Sorry, but napalm backflip is already taken.
You say that syrup trap is not a it's not a delicious way
you
to go.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Josh nearly sprayed syrup over the entire table.
Yeah, sorry.
He fell into a syrup trap.
Syrup trap.
Hey-o. It's like the parent trap, but they just use syrup.
People use honey to sweeten their coffee and tea,
I don't
you know?
Want it to be sweet. That's why I didn't put sugar
Drink.
In it, dumbass.
But you put cream in it.
Yeah. It doesn't make it sweet.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's
sugar milk.
No, it doesn't make it sweet.
Yes.
It makes it less
bitter. Oh my god,
bitter.
your freaking omelet looks good.
But not sweet.
Yeah, your omelet does look pretty good, man.
It takes some of the bitterness out of it, but it's not quite sweet.
Your face is bitter.
Shut up. I hate you.
Matt's a bitter man.
I love you too, Matt. You can pay for your own dinner.
Oh.
That's called prostitution.
Yes.
That's illegal in some huddle houses.
That's called scurry.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I can't say
I don't understand why that's even there. That doesn't fit anything else.
No, not her. Above it.
Uh-oh.
What are you looking at? I can't see
that big old bee hanging on the wall.
Oh. This huddle house is barely successful.
No, it's got nothing to do with success. Just the booger hanging off their B rating of their own.
It would have a degree.
Oh, they got a B rating?
Yeah. Oh, how's my waffle cold?
Because you didn't eat it fast enough. Don't complain. Please don't.
It's a cold brew waffle.
Shut up, idiot.
Yeah.
You have to eat it instantly. Fold it up.
What I'm gonna
shove it down your throat.
I'm gonna need to go over there and have one of you guys throw it in my mouth like that Butterfinger and just see if it sticks.
A whole Butterfinger.
That's a big right idea.
Knock your teeth out.
Actually, like, probably go with this. It's hard.
Can
like
we just
waffle cornhole?
Can we just film that as like a Vine for Halloween? Just us throwing a Butterfinger at somebody. I'll volunteer to be the target. But
that sounds good.
You just want to eat the Butterfinger.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I'll take the Butterfinger.
No, I don't even
like
Butterfingers.
I'll eat the Butterfinger, guys. I'll do it.
It's just gonna be.
You
really
can only do it if we do beef jerky.
No, then I'll immediately
die.
Reject
yep.
it.
Beef jerky, it is. We will inject the Butterfinger with beef jerky like we did ink and the other candy.
Beef jerky time!
A jerky finger.
What you do with your own fingers is
I'm going
my business.
To vomit on your Ghostbuster machine.
Please, too.
That will.
You don't want to talk about jerky.
That will make
fingers?
For interesting sound.
Splat.
Oh, that sounded really good.
Good job.
Good job.
Going to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
The realest.
The realest.
What the hell is that smell?
Can't believe he's not going to be able to do it. And they're
making a new Independence Day?
They're making a sequel.
Yeah.
Independence Day Resurgence.
Not featuring Will Smith.
But Jeff Goldblum's back.
Jeff Goldblum's in it? Okay,
yeah.
Then I'll watch it.
I bet Jaden Smith will be in it.
Bill Pullman's back in it.
Yeah. Jaden Smith's probably in it.
But, another movie that was announced, a franchise reboot that was announced without Will Smith, Men in Black.
What?
Are they still doing that crossover with 21
no,
Jump Street?
Well, it's up in the air.
Nah,
right now,
they don't need to do that.
They're
it's
rebooting
stupid.
The franchise and not having Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith in it.
I can see that. I mean,
no, that third one was good.
It was really good.
Like, they redeemed themselves.
I thought the first one
was great. Second one sucked, yeah. And they redeemed themselves
with three.
In the third one.
Three was great.
The third one was really good.
Was it good?
Of course, it was mostly Josh Brolin.
Was it good because it took
He's really
forever?
Fucking good.
Yeah.
I like Josh Brolin.
Was it good because it took forever, or was it good because it was just good?
I think it's both.
I think so, too.
It took forever, but it was just a good movie.
It was very emotional, too.
Yeah, the ending was emotional.
I've never seen it.
It's really good.
I love the first one.
Did you ever see two?
No.
Had Michael Jackson in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I could be Agent M.
Agent M.
That's what he did because they didn't let him be Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars. He wanted to be Jar Jar Binks.
He wanted that part.
He wanted to be like live action Jar Jar Binks, not the voice
not,
of the CGI.
Yeah,
like
he wanted a floppy ear costume.
He wanted
costume.
To be a puppet.
Yeah.
No. He wanted to be Michael Jackson in a Jar Jar outfit.
Oh my God.
Me so sorry.
You're not a Gungan.
He moonwalks out of there. Into Anakin's bedroom.
Come on now.
Hayden Christensen.
Allegedly.
Hayden Christensen is in the new Star Wars movie.
Yay.
What?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Spoilers, if you don't want to know. Apparently what they think is that the plot is that Kylo Ren is a Darth Vader fanboy. And the whole plot of the film is about him resurrecting Darth Vader.
Oh, as wow. Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, it's Hayden. Like, he resurrects the Hayden Christensen version.
I don't think J.J. would do that.
I don't. Yeah.
I don't think J.J. would
Especially
do that.
Especially when they know how
Get
much people didn't like him.
Get this.
I mean, they've confirmed that Kylo Ren is like a Darth Vader fanboy. That's
yes.
the reason he went all evil.
But if you think about it, Kylo Ren is J.J. Abrams.
Oh.
trying to bring Star Wars back to its glory.
Yes, sir. There you go.
First Order's still not going to win, though.
No, bro. God, look at all this food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I understand your hash browns now. I didn't know that was even a thing.
Is that your mega bacon, double bacon omelet?
Yes.
Oops. That's a good looking omelet.
There's cheese in there, too.
I think we're good right now.
Good.
You praying?
Huh? No, I'm sitting here thinking about ketchup.
Oh.
It's going on this delicious food. You want some?
Thanks.
Grab a honey.
Right there. Just grab one, bro.
Just grab one.
Yeah.
You need some more coffee?
Matt, you want coffee?
I'm good. Thank you.
What are you on for?
You dropped that on the table and it was real loud.
Now it's the time for our Edie voices.
Now's the time where Logan wears his food home.
What? They haven't spilled anything on me. It's like the Good Burger sketch. You just gotta squeeze it. Mustard everywhere.
That looks pretty good, man.
They do a decent cheesesteak.
He gets the cheesesteak omelet a lot.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty good.
I didn't know they had a cheesesteak omelet. I got that.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, they got all kinds of omelets, dummy.
You can get anything as an omelet. You could get an omelet omelet.
I just want an omelet
scrambled eggs. They just do. They make a smaller omelet and put inside of it.
Can I get a vegetable omelet
it's
stuffed
just an
omelet?
Egg omelet.
It's a double omelet. Can I have the egg omelet, please?
They make you an omelet, but then they stuff it with scrambled eggs.
It'd be awesome.
I would eat it, probably.
Eggs are good. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Eggs. Mm-hmm. House confessions. That gentleman has a creepy laugh.
Yeah, he does.
Tonight on Huddle House Confessions.
It's just an hour of that
laugh. That sounds like an HBO series about people who work in Huddle House who bone in the back room.
I think I would put Huddle House more in the Skinamax territory.
No, you're comparing it to Taxi Cab Confessions.
No.
There needs to be a reality show about a diner.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy doesn't want to pay his tab. I don't owe you anything. Get him out of here.
And it's just have it filmed just like The Office, but it's in a diner.
Not much room to do things.
There's plenty of room. They can go on adventures.
Just, don't just stay in the diner.
Well, I mean, like Bob's Burgers. That's essentially that.
Yeah. Call it the diner.
We've been rewatching The Office. Damn, do I love that show.
Do you like rewatch that show once a year?
I do. Around Christmas every year I start watching
it. It's worth it, man. I love that show.
That show and 30 Rock have some of the best writing.
Yes.
I've ever heard.
30 Rock is good. I like 30 Rock a lot.
Speaking of which, did you see Tracy Morgan come back for the Emmys? Good on him, man.
I didn't see that. Is he coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back.
He signed on for a movie.
Yeah.
He's, with who? Who was?
Claire Danes.
No.
But it'll make $1 billion.
Yeah, you know people are jumping on him.
I love that the Gov taught him about front-facing cameras.
Turned it the wrong way. This is the worst Tracy Morgan of all time.
You're not good at that impression.
No.
I just hope when he does Saturday Night Live, he does Brian Fellows.
Oh my God, do I love Brian Fellows. Just go ahead, devil. You're actually the one who told me about Brian Fellows. Man, I love Brian Fellows.
What is Brian Fellows?
Brian Fellows. He was one of his characters on Saturday Night Live. He loved animals. He had a talk show about animals. They just have random people show up
with animals.
With animals, and he's like, "The goat has the eyes.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. That goat has devil eyes."
I must have missed like all of those sketches.
Tracy Morgan wasn't. He wasn't on.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
You know what you can do? Fine. You can just reach over there and get a paw full of whatever it is. Whoa.
You know better than talk to me like that when I'm hurting, Linda.
Linda.
Who you calling Linda?
You.
Linda Dixon.
Linda.
Linda, no fun drinking.
That is some crunchy hash browns. What about the hair? Is that pretty crunchy?
Oh, oh Jesus Christ. I'm going to vomit.
You really freak out that bad about hair?
Some stuff just really fucking grosses
it's
me out.
It's probably one of mine. It's about the same length as mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be a lot of people's.
Look at this mane. I find my own hair and stuff all the time.
I have a really bad gag reflex.
That's what...
Yeah. What kind of omelet did you get?
The Mega Bacon Explosion omelet?
The Mega Bacon Cheese Explosion.
With tomatoes?
Yeah, it's got all kinds of shit in it. It's good though.
Those are the crunchiest hash browns I've ever heard.
I really like them crunchy.
I do too.
I don't really care what's in it.
So, yesterday I had some fries from Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
Which you can eat now because they've stopped donating to the anti-gay people.
I ate anyway.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
Shh, I did too. Secret. We got some waffle fries with a sandwich. They were overdone, like they had been fried twice. Like well done in and out fries. Oh my God.
I love well done fries.
Oh my God.
Those grits just taste like water.
They look weird.
You look weird, Josh.
I know.
Nah, you're good.
I'm trying to work on my figure.
Me too.
With a Diet Coke.
Take two of the chicken nuggets.
Shove them up your ass. And give me four
chicken McNuggets.
I can't do that.
You know what that's from?
No, I don't.
I come in medium, small, and medium large.
Tenacious D. Oh, okay. Pick of Destiny?
No.
No.
Well,
God, no.
The first album.
Oh.
Yeah.
But not the first time we ever saw them. Did you guys know they were in Biodome? Tenacious D.
The D was in Biodome?
And one of the scenes where there's the benefit or the Heal the Earth benefit or something in the park or the quad
yeah,
at the
yeah.
college, they're the hippie band. Why are you going to throw up?
I'm kidding.
He's not.
Just wanted that for a dramatic effect.
The hippie band that's playing off on the quad is Tenacious D. And they're listed, credited as Tenacious D, Jack Black, Kyle Gass.
Wow. Why are you playing with your food? What is that? It was all shrinky. Should not have done that. I could tell it was a mistake.
The butter doesn't even help.
Put some sugar in it.
This is just like pure water.
Eat some of Matt's
toast.
Like,
no, seriously, water. Put sugar in it. Makes them better.
I'm good. I'm just not even going to eat these.
Those are inferior grits.
Yeah, your grits are the bomb. Yeah. Why do we not have more of your grits?
Because it's, I don't know.
Can we just make a gallon pot of those?
Because you won't tell
that's
me
how,
how to
that's make. How I make them. I make them in one big old...
You won't tell me how to make them, so I can't make them myself.
No, I'm not telling anybody how to make them.
You got your arm around, James.
I do.
There.
You know. No, don't do it.
Bing! Instantly cool.
No.
Those are really small for your face.
I have a big face.
He has a tiny face.
I just winked. You didn't say it.
No. Great. That's why he needs some dark shades so he can wink at all the boys.
All the boys.
All those boys. You want a ham cube?
No. I'm genuinely full. That waffle was delicious.
So good.
You done with that, hon? And them glasses are yours.
It just accidentally got on the plate.
Sorry, never mind. Ugh, what'd you do there?
I don't know.
Oh, you got shocked.
Yeah, you got electrocuted.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we wait for Matt or do you want to go ahead and tell it?
Just tell it. We're here.
Well, I don't know. Does Matt need to hear it? Is it good?
I'm going to tell about the story about how I got electrocuted today at work.
Stop that. Get that away.
There are ghosts in there. No, the gross noise.
That's not what it sounds like. It sounds like something else that we don't need to... Can't take him anywhere.
Nope. Y'all seen the Burnt trailer? It's a movie. It's about a guy who opens a restaurant. He's got Bradley
Cooper. Bradley Cooper! Yeah. Oh my god!
The background of the entire trailer is a wisp in a bowl. The entire trailer. You
know
that?
Gosh. Oh my god! I didn't notice that.
The movie looks good.
Oh man, it looks great. You know, I like that he does stuff like that. You know, it's like he's not just going to be regulated to one thing. Yeah, I love that about him.
See how fat I can be tonight. I'm so hungry, yo.
What you want?
Dessert?
Yeah, I'm going to get dessert.
What you doing?
Warm brownie a la mode.
Hala mode.
Hala bread? Mm. Hala bread French toast.
Hey, they had some hala bread at Broad Street this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. You get to go do all these cool things.
It's great.
Because him and his wife go and do stuff together.
It wasn't cool to go say bye to Tim. That sucked a lot.
Yeah, he didn't say bye to us, so, you know.
I would go do cool things, but I spend all my money on cards.
Yeah, no. It's a lot
and
of...
And dolls. Robot dolls.
Oh, action figures or models.
Whatever. Instead of getting a phone that works...
I know, right?
I don't need a phone that works as long as I got cards to play.
You got that Pip-Boy coming.
I do.
Yeah, you got a Pip-Boy coming.
I could sell that for $500 and get a new phone.
Or could you? You gotta come through me first.
I know. I already paid you.
Wow.
When have I ever said I would gladly give you your money back? Never.
He didn't.
You can't keep the thing, man.
I can do what I want. It's coming to my house.
You just be like, oh, it never showed up.
Sorry.
It's not tense of the law, bro.
Possession.
Has his name on it.
It literally would. The box would have his name on it.
He wore your glasses.
Yeah, he stretched them out.
On his fat face.
They were sweet.
Fat ass. Jesus.
You have a tiny face.
Oh, this plate at the end of bringing back.
Shut up, or I will put grits on your plate and make it look gross.
We're going to get kicked out.
You're going to get kicked
out. You're going to get me riled up, and we're all going to get kicked
out. I will stab you with his grip fork.
Hey, so James got electrocuted.
Yeah, James got electrocuted.
I got electrocuted at work today.
The end.
I'm
sorry. Yeah. He's gone. We look over there and he, poof, he's gone.
He's dead.
He was dead the whole time.
He's just working off that shock.
Yeah. Like, we were swapping out the, it's a power converter board. Converts the high voltage to low voltage.
Hence, power converter board.
Yeah, but I was just telling you how it's working. It's not
is it like a surfboard? Or
the, yes. Thanks for the educational. You're welcome.
Does it convert power?
It does.
Okay.
Is it a board, or is it more like a plank?
It's a board.
Okay. It's not talking about planks. Continue.
Anyway, so when you unhook it, you're supposed to wait 20 seconds for the capacitor to bleed off.
Okay.
So you don't electrocute yourself. We waited 30, and it gets handed to me. Because I've got the replacement board in one hand, and I've got the other one, like, he's handing it to me, and he sets it down, and I literally get shocked so hard, and it's just twitching my arm. I can't say, pick this up.
It is electrocuting me.
Like, I'm just like...
yeah, it freezes you.
And the only thing I could do was twitch my wrist, and the board falls to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Tell you, is it safe?
I don't know. We're testing it tomorrow.
It electrocuted you, though. I mean, come on. You have an excuse that people saw
something.
It electrocuting you.
You had to do something.
God.
Yeah.
That's workers' comp, man.
My arm tingled for 20 minutes.
You should have went to the hospital.
That's what a stroke feels like.
Oh, is that what happened today?
That's what happens when you touch a prong as you plug in a printer and it electrocutes you.
That's what happens when you jam a knife into an electrical socket.
I didn't do that.
You want to stick a penny
in a light socket? Try that out.
When you put steel wool on either side of a battery.
Hurt like hell, didn't it?
You ever put a whole big old water tinfoil in the microwave?
Oh, it's pretty.
It's pretty.
You like blue lights?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
You never put a light bulb in a microwave.
Why?
It releases poison gas.
I want to put lots of stuff in a microwave.
Don't put any
we should do a new YouTube channel like the Will It Blend Gun. Like, will it microwave?
I already have those.
They have a Willet microwave?
Yeah.
Everything has
they just microwave stuff.
It's like our version of Portlandia is put a bird on it.
Yep. Put a microwave around it.
Willet microwave.
What happens if you break the front off a microwave and then turn it on?
You become Cyclops.
Oh.
From X-Men.
You just tape an open microwave to your forehead and shoot lasers. Hold on, it takes like 30 seconds.
You know, why have they never invented like compact microwaves? Is it because of that, I wonder?
I don't know. What about macro waves?
Huh.
They just hit it with one giant wave of heat.
Bwah.
5 seconds.
Solid Snake was in a giant microwave.
He was.
Know, right?
He nearly died. You had to
but
mash,
he didn't die.
You had to mash the X button for
his
like 20
suit,
minutes.
His whole suit melted off of him, but he was fine.
Was he nude, or was he just melty?
Well, it like, it was, broke.
It, like,
burned,
it, like burned off.
Melty Snake, yes.
Wonky
he was no
snake.
Longer Solid Snake.
He wasn't snake. Liquid, he was melty.
Oh,
gaseous snake.
Gaseous snake. He's not good at sneaking missions.
Who's that? Step. Who's that farting all over the board?
My issue with that game is how long the
what was that noise?
Take. In the end game, like it takes
36
a
minutes.
Long time.
36 minutes.
To 36 great. Minutes of real time to make a like high level gun.
You can't idle it either. Like
yeah.
You have to be playing. Like that has to be
like
time.
3.5 hours to upgrade a base platform to the final level.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
My God.
Or you can pay money.
And get it. Insta upgrade. What do you think the total play time on that game is?
I've got over
for the
hours.
Story, you could probably finish the story in about 30 hours if you just,
yeah.
like, straight gunned the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just straight gunned it, though.
Yeah. Total playtime to finish all the missions and stuff, I'm over at 100 hours, too.
Jesus
so.
Christ.
Yeah,
to finish all the missions and side ops, yeah, it's
so
probably 120 hours.
I haven't even...
Boom.
There's a lot of side ops.
157 side ops total. I've done 107 of them. Suck it to James. You're going to order your brownie?
I went and somebody come over here.
Oh.
I hate the target friends.
Oh, she's chanting something.
How's the, how's
not
the,
in a hurry.
The
point your fingers
the shooting?
In, the shooting, yeah.
The whole, everything about
height.
The game is great.
Height.
The game is amazing. As far as story, Metal Gear story, it craps out about halfway through. You can tell when they started having problems with
Kojima.
Yeah.
It's not a finished game.
It was costing them too much money, or more money than they wanted
and
to
they
spend.
They were taking way
too long.
They always take a long time.
They made him announce it
yeah.
like 3 years early, though,
yeah.
so...
That's their own fault.
But you gotta think, is there a lot of profit from that, from paying this really expensive team to make this really expensive game?
Yeah, because you know it's a surefire sell.
5 years.
It's just sad.
But it's not going to make GTA money.
It's
no.
a problem.
It's just sad that this is his send-off.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not
this
finished.
Is the end of his legacy.
Yeah.
Is. It could have been his magnum opus, the whole series, start to finish. But it's just not anymore.
There's a whole episode on YouTube that wasn't finished.
It was on the special edition Blu-ray for the PlayStation game. It was a whole mission. Yeah, Mission 51.
Jeez.
Not even, they had cutscenes for everything.
It tied up a giant plot hole.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Because this thing happens, and then some other shit happens, and then the game ends, but you don't know what happened to this other thing.
And that mission wraps up that last thing.
Yeah.
And,
you have to
and
it's
on like.
YouTube.
It's
why?
Like a gigantic thing.
Yeah.
Why?
All those swear words were at 50 minutes.
Konami.
Just make CJ listen to
yeah.
it and donate the whole thing.
I don't understand why Konami doesn't want to make money.
They do, but they think money is in mobile and arcade games, which they are in Japan.
Pachinko machines.
Yeah, pachinko.
But we Americans have the option to do that or sit down on our couches or desks and do it.
They just don't believe the money is in AAA titles anymore. They shut down
stupid.
Development on all AAA titles.
That's so stupid.
Except for Pro Evolution Soccer.
So what's going to happen with Metal Gear Online that's coming out next month?
It's coming out still because it's already, like, finished, technically. They'll probably
there'll be no upkeep on it.
No, they'll probably support it for, like, a year and then drop it.
It'll probably be garbage, won't it?
It looks really, really good from all the previews from Tokyo Game Show.
They're just trying to sucker you in.
It's free. You get it free with Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like GTA's online mode. It didn't
oh, okay.
It didn't come out until later.
Yeah.
After the game.
Which GTA Online was a catastrophe.
It got off to a rough start, but it's pretty stable now. And that kind of thing takes time, you know?
Yeah.
It's the really only way to stress test something.
Is to do it.
Is
just
to
run
release
it.
And let it go. And if it breaks,
then you improve it.
I think
you patch it.
I think I like GTA 4's online a lot better than 5's because it was kind of just like, you're in the open world. Choking to death.
That's what you get for eating those grits.
I'm just playing with them. You're in the open world with like 7 other people.
Yeah.
And you just do crazy stuff. There's no like heist to worry about or worried about having to have money to get a cool car or anything like
that. You had that in 5, and then you queue yourself up for a mission, and then when it opens, when there's enough people, it just sucks you into a mission.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Or you can run around the open world and you can see all the other players. You can play in passive mode where if you don't want some random asshole to come up and shoot you, turn into passive mode and he can't kill you.
That's cool.
You just go around and do stuff.
I just went and played golf a lot.
It's like turning PvP on and off in an MMO.
I just really enjoyed golf in that game.
I heard that was really fun.
I hate golf.
You hate America. Where's your response?
I don't hate America.
Matt loves America.
I love America. I'm very fortunate to have been born
into America.
In this beautiful country.
Into America's
born in the USA. Can I get a warm brownie all over?
No.
Warm brownie.
Can you warm up the ice cream, but freeze the brownie?
Ooh. Reverse? It's just hot milk over a cold
brownie? Reverse.
That could be interesting.
Let's try that. This is deconstructed dessert.
So Emily's going to get the 6S. She's not going for the plus.
You going to go small again?
She's going small.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't like having the big phone?
Well,
I like my minus.
Well, she did some reading about the 3D touch, and everything that she read said that if you have trouble reaching every area of the phone, you should probably downgrade to the smaller model because it requires pretty heavily on you being able to reach the whole screen.
Oh, and she's got tiny lady hands.
Yeah.
So.
She's got tiny hands.
Tiny lady hands.
That's too big for me. I mean, I don't have tiny hands.
Too big for you?
I don't have tiny hands, but
you got average guy hands.
It's more comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't have very gigantic hands.
You have potato hands.
Potato hands. They work fine for my
3G.
Potato hands. For my 3G.
Should I go?
Get a insight like my dad has. He gets like 60 miles to the gallon.
Too bad it's only a quarter tank.
Quarter tank.
It's like 10 gallons.
Too bad it's a weed eater.
Yeah.
It's Vern Troyer. Vern Troyer's in there.
He's just running.
Vern Troyer in another car.
On a hamster wheel.
Did you see that whole controversy where
he was on a hamster wheel?
No. I can't think of his name now. The Tyrion Lannister guy.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage. He did that. He spit his gum into his mouth's wife before he went. His wife's mouth before he went.
Yeah, because he wasn't expecting to win.
Yeah. So he kissed her, and then he like went back and kissed her again, and you could see him like his mouth move. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt just gave me this look.
Peter Dinklage.
Now he's really going to throw up.
You got a thing in your hair, Matt. It's like a piece of fuzz.
Get it, he'll throw up.
Is an aid. Simple Eric.
It's an ash. It was an ash.
Oh. How
that
happened.
Ashy
Matt.
Ashy elbow.
I have made a right and proper mess of these grits.
Right and proper.
That makes me want bangers and mash.
What? Ready to about
That's
wrap it
sausage
up.
And mashed potatoes.
I ordered a dessert.
Oh, you ordered a dessert? Okay.
Not wrapping it up yet, Matt.
Okay.
A little too late for that, bud.
I may head out soon.
I'll let you go if you want to go.
I said soon.
Soon.
It said soon.
Soon.
Oh, right now.
But not now.
Yeah.
Like, sooner rather than later, though.
Sure.
This is not actually going up on the website.
What, James?
Yeah, this whole, this is...
This is just a bunch of rambling.
Yeah, it's the whole point.
We're going to, like, cut it, and there he will.
It's not even a good conversation.
We've had some good conversation, yeah, though. We've got, like, at least 20 or 30 minutes
good
in there.
We have plenty of dick jokes. We're fine.
This is like the pre-show, but in public.
Oh, here goes my dessert.
Wieners.
Oh, shit. Wieners. All the wieners.
Let's just take it in the back room for it.
She's got a microwave ice cream. She's right there, dude.
Reverse.
Wink in the funky bunch.
You dumb motherfucker.
You stupid
son. What are you doing?
He's picking like he's a rat.
A vulture.
I'm so glad that it still holds true that you can't commit to a full meal.
Yeah. Look at that toast that didn't even get touched.
Piece of toast there. He's going to go for the other one instead of finishing the current one.
What are you supposed to do?
I never finish anything. I don't like the crust.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm glad that everything stays the same. No judges. No judges.
That's what you're doing.
That's not what I'm doing. Thank you so much. You had no spoon.
I got a spoon right there.
Boom.
Oh,
she I got a spoon spooned
you. Hey-o.
You took my spoon away.
I was going to throw it on the floor.
Don't do that. That's rude. I don't want that cherry.
Everybody
want
eat
cherry?
James's brand.
Crappy maraschino cherry.
Nope.
It's full of bleach. Put it behind you.
Here. Have this, Logan.
Throw it over your right shoulder.
See who you hit with it.
That's when you spill salt. Oh, drop my plate.
No, don't put that over there. Get out of here.
What?
Yours is fine. Man.
Yours is fine. We're not just stacking them up.
I thought we were stacking them up.
We're not playing Angry Plates.
Angry Plates?
What the hell is wrong with you?
He's got a grit on his shirt.
That is just a white mark on the shirt that's been there. It's like paint.
It's a grit. It wants to go home with you.
What is a grit?
It's like cornmeal.
Corn. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
True grit. True cornmeal.
True grit.
Blood grit.
John Wayne was in this
John
one.
John Wayne.
The Duke.
God damn it.
He didn't poop for like 4 years.
J.D. Shellnut.
Chief of Police.
That's what we need to do. We need to get Murphy a J.D. Shellnut shirt to wear around.
Re-elect J.D. Shellnut.
Re-elect J.D. Shellnut.
That would be a genius. That we can put that right up there with the Wonder Weezer shirts.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make some shirts and put them up on the screen.
Funny shirts.
Although it's weird. When I got those in today, it smelled like they had been dipped in formaldehyde. I was like, I want to wear my Her That Was Good shirt. And I had it on for like 5 minutes. I was like, I feel pretty weird.
You need to wash this.
I was like, I really need to wash this.
Well, they were straight out of Compton.
They were, yes. They shipped from Compton, California.
Wait, really?
I showed it to Tim over the weekend. I was like, hey, I know you guys are doing whatever, but just so you know, this shirt straight out of Compton. DHL. So probably did have drugs in there.
That's what it smelled like from LA.
Yeah.
This is just meth. It's pure meth.
Straight up meth.
Your shirt has been soaked in meth. They're counting on you to squeeze the meth out and
right into my pores.
Crystallize
in my pit meth.
Yeah. Pit meth.
Absorb it into your pits.
Like on SLC Punk.
Yeah.
Absorbent meth.
How good is that?
This is really good, guys.
It looks really good, man.
It looks chocolatey. What?
SLC pump?
No.
He's got
the whipped cream.
He's got a bunch of acid in his pocket, and he runs. He's running from the cops, and he runs through
a
sprinkler.
Like real whipped cream.
Oh no!
It looks like real whipped cream. That never happens.
Yeah, it soaks into his skin, and he just like.
Don't do it.
Hilarity ensues.
Stop it.
He sees the devil.
Nah, I'll take just a little bit more. I have a problem.
Coffee problem. Is it really a problem, though?
No, it's the solution.
Not today.
You okay?
Not today.
No,
I'm fine. Thank you.
Need some more sweet tea?
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I wonder what it'd sound like if I drank these grits through this straw.
Pain and suffering.